We are back. Carl Sabatino, Smith Sabatino, with Michael Kaufman, commissioner, a ranking commissioner in Suffolk County, New York State, on the island, as they say, on Long Island. Michael, once again, welcome to the broadcast. Let's continue on with our thought about the zeitgeist we were mentioning, and that is the return to center cities.
Well, you're seeing that in New York City right now, and also you're seeing it in San Francisco and a number of the other large cities around the country. I was listening to a report recently on Bloomberg Radio, and they were talking about the rents going up in all of the center cities, which is a phenomenon that you've just not seen. And they're going up 10, 20, 30%, and they're going that way year by year. That's an indication to me that basically the demand in the cities is really, really rising. And who is coming in to create that demand? Again, it's the millennials, the kids below 35. And I use the words kids because I'm over 35. But they're moving.
Everyone's over 35, Michael, please.
Okay. Not Rollin. He's 19.
Rollin's 19 forever.
Okay. But basically, we are seeing flight back of the millennials. They don't need to own a car. They can rent. They don't have to put out the capital investment. They don't have to worry about the land taxes and things like that. So that's having a great, great, great impact upon the center cities. It's unfortunately having a bad impact upon the suburbs, which are essentially suffering to some degree or another a brain drain. The millennials simply aren't staying here from age, you know, from college age to about 35. They're literally, the jobs aren't here for them, or else they don't want to fill the jobs that are out here. They want to be in their own little enclaves and things like that among others of their own age,
well,
et cetera.
You know what I've learned, and this is a very good point that you're making here. What I've learned is that they don't want to go through the process, A, to spend 2.5-3 hours commuting.
Yep.
They don't want to do that. They don't have families, children, and that will change when they do, believe me, but they don't right now, and they're getting married much later in life. They're like, as I went into a local bar recently here in New York City.
I hit the bar scene again,
but I got to tell you, I'm the only one that put cash on the bar and ordered a bourbon.
Yeah. Well,
and the bartender, nice young lady, looked at me and says, she said, "What's that?" I said, "It's called cash."
You need ID for that nowadays?
And by the way, just for the heck of it, they asked me for proof of my age. I wanted to lean across the bar and give her a kiss. I'm saying, she said, "Well, it's a law now. Everyone has to be asked." I'm saying, "Are you?"
Carl, the reason they asked your age was the sign said no one over 35 serves.
Well, I qualify by leaps and bounds. However, what I found remarkable about all of it is that all of these people, it must have been, this is a very large place. I would say there's 150 people in this very double-deckered bar, sports complex, whatever you want to call it. And there wasn't anybody above 30 except Roland and I. And the whole point of it is that it's changed the makeup.
Yeah.
Of the inner cities, it's regentrified many of the inner city communities across the country. I'd visited Memphis, Tennessee, being one of them. I visited Waco, Texas. I visited Colorado Springs, Colorado. Remarkable what's gone on with the regentrification of the local downtown.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's great economically for the country and stuff like that. Again, you've had so many bombed out cities from the 1960s, the 1970s, the 1980s, as people fled the center cities.
Yes.
Now they're coming back, and again, as I said a moment ago, you're seeing that reflected in the building activities that are going on over there. You're seeing that reflected in the rents going up, et cetera. But here's the funny thing. This is, again, for what they call the millennials. Once they hit 35, once they get married, they have a tendency to move back out of the cities and back into the suburbs.
Yes.
And that, fortunately, you know, helps stabilize the suburbs. But the suburbs are hurting because, again, we don't have the young kids here. We don't have the, you know, often the jobs that they like, et cetera.
And the disposable income. You got three kids. You're not running around going out for dinner three nights a week. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, the millennials don't have, say, $300,000 to plunk down on a house nowadays, you know, cash on the barrelhead, and they also can't afford some of the taxes that we have out here, which is unfortunate. You know, for a $300,000 house, you can have a $10,000 a year tax bill. The schools are excellent. The schools are fantastic.
Yes.
But it costs, and a lot of the millennials just don't want to pay that or else don't have the ability to pay that, and frankly, they don't care.
Yes.
Okay, they'd rather be in the center cities where rapidity in transport is critical. Now, here's a little funny thing that I was talking about.
We have a minute left, Michael. Okay. Quick.
Rapidity in transport, subway systems. The millennials love this kind of stuff. Center cities. That's why you have these high-speed rail lines all over the country and all over the world. It works for so many people right now, whereas the old model of driving in to the city or something like that doesn't work. So you're seeing a fundamental change in the U.S. population and how the U.S. population basically lived.
Michael, we're going to bring you back. This is a topic. Oh, I've got to get you back.
Is that a threat, Carl?
And I'm going to have Roland here when we bring you back, because this is a topic we have to continue, because it's a fundamental change in the way we live in this country. But Michael Kaufman, thank you so much for joining us here on Smith Sabatino. We'll have you back.
Thank you very much, Carl. It's always a pleasure.
We appreciate it. We're going to move on here. And that Michael Kaufman, we're just a wonderful interview. We enjoy having him on. Knowledgeable, understands how it all works. And it's working this way, ladies and gentlemen, all across this great country of ours. And it is a great country. Carl Sabatino, this is Smith Sabatino. We're going to be right back. Please stay with us.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, name and town.
Andy Edwards, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We rode 3 days to get here. It's our longest trip on our bike yet. It's our first day to get out amongst the crowds and walk around and look. Love Daytona. I'm ready to move.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute, Daytona Virgin.
I love it. Ride on the beach. I've never even seen that before. I'm looking forward to the weekend.
What about Baton Rouge?
We like to ride out in the country, mostly along the Diversion Canal. Comes off of the Amite River and goes all the way into Lake Pontchartrain. Big brackish water lake partially surrounds New Orleans.
Fly the lust for life on two wheels.
It's the wind in your hair. You can't get any better. It's just freedom like no other. That's why we enjoy it so much.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Meetings are supposed to help us be more efficient. So why are so many of them long and unproductive?
Author Steve Toback sat in more than 30,000 meetings during his 30-year career. And here are his key tips for holding more productive ones.
First, make sure there's a purpose for the meeting and a valid reason for each and every person to be there.
Second, document the conclusions, plans, and action items discussed during the meeting.
Third, have a point person follow up on the progress on the action items.
As Steve puts it, no leader plus no documentation plus no follow-up equals waste of time.
Use that equation for better meetings that lead your organization to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.